This past week, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke called for tougher regulation on large financial institutions. He wants them to pay higher insurance premiums and prevent them from growing too large. The consolidation of banks has been an undeniable, some say troubling, side effect of the federal government's bailout effort. Robin Farzad, senior writer for Business Week, joins us now from the studios of the Radio Foundation in New York. Hi there, Robin.
Good morning, Jackie.
Mr. Bernanke says he's concerned about banks becoming too big to fail. What does that mean exactly?
Well, you kind of know it when you see it. It's something that is really in the eye of the regulatory beholder. Clearly, if a firm is too interconnected, has however many hundreds of billions or even trillions on its balance sheet, all these trading counterparties, and you can't imagine the counterfactual of just leaving it to the wolves of liquidation or bankruptcy, then it is too big to fail. And that extended not just in Wall Street and commercial banks, but we also saw it in the case of General Motors this year, which had too many payrolls and was too interconnected with auto suppliers to be allowed to fail in this terrible recession.
So former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker, who is a member of the president's economic team, says that the administration's plans could lead to more bailouts. What are his concerns?
Right. And it's striking to see it from such an elder statesman and a wise seer and somebody who really both sides of the aisle look to for advice. He's kind of been there and done that. He's pointing out the fact that this, granting that we may have stabilized the patient right now, but this problem, this sickness, this potential crisis is being kicked down the road. His concerns are that the system could very well be held hostage by a handful of extremely big and even bigger and interconnected firms in the next crisis, whether that's in 10 years or 20 years. Memories do tend to run short, and a lot of us have forgot about the savings and loan crisis of the late 80s and early 90s, and that seems like a trickle in the bucket compared to what we're dealing with right now. So he's really looking to persuade regulators that there needs to be more than an ounce of prevention with respect to too big to fail.
Robin, what does bank consolidation mean for us, average Americans? Are there risks?
Of course. And you're seeing banks that used to be regional banks or sub-regional banks suddenly becoming mega-regional and uber-regional banks. And just consider the consolidation at Bank of America. Bank of America today is a product of Nations Bank, NCNB, Fleet Bank Financial, MBNA, the credit card company, Continental Illinois, which was nationalized almost three decades ago, U.S. Trust, and Countrywide, oh, by the way, Merrill Lynch, which itself was a massive, the largest brokerage firm in the world, which was the product of consolidation. For better or for worse, consumers are going to have fewer options, and their suite of financial services are going to be controlled by a handful of massive firms. And not only are these not just the most capable firms, not to single anybody out, but when you're effectively too big to fail, if for reasons of incompetence, then for better or for worse, the government is going to backstop you. Consumers are not necessarily going to be guaranteed that they're dealing with the best firms. Maybe that these are just the two big firms that they have to deal with.
Is there a fix?
It's a very, very difficult fix because you can imagine the regulator's dilemma. If you put out a list explicitly saying that this roster of banks is too big to fail, then suddenly those banks are treated as quasi-governmental institutions. They get a preferred nature of citizenship in the capital markets, lower borrowing costs. Everybody says, you know what, they're good for the money. They're like Fannie and Freddie. The government's never going to let them fail. But if the government makes it implicit, kind of, you know what, we'll take care of it when the crisis happens, well, you see what happens. You're not given the benefit of time, and you have to make decisions under the gun.
Robin Farzad is a senior writer for Business Week, and he joined us from the Radio Foundation in New York. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie.